Blog Talk Radio.
Dance. Oops.
I'm still thinking it's Wednesday, I gotta tell you.
No, it's nice. I've spent the last 4 days. Take that back. Yesterday I had. Did I? No, take that back. All 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I have been in my night clothes. It's been so nice.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh, no, I went to the store Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days.
Did you go in your night clothes?
No, though I sincerely debated it.
Aw. Well, we got some bad news.
Yeah, there are bad news all over the place today. But what's your bad news?
Jay says he will not be attending. He is stuck in a meeting.
Jay, I won't even, no boobs for you.
Well, no, I handed him some. See who loves you, Jay?
See who loves you? No, you got to come here. You got to be here for these boobs.
See?
All right.
Mm-hmm. See? I'm just saying. I'm just
one out. No boobs for you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I am all kinds of tired. I did not get to tell you. I said tired. Did y'all hear that? That is so not part of my sexist accent. Not even when I'm not tired. Tard. I did not get to tell Miss Ginger I took her advice with the Kitnatrix with the duct tape.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, first let me clue the people in listening. So you all know, been listening to the show. There's a new Kitnatrix in the house. Kitnatrix has taken a liking to the Christmas tree and have a gingerbread house. It's a plastic one, but you know it has all the little trees and stuff. She loves all that stuff. She's hopping all over it. So Ginger advised me to put duct tape in any place I didn't want her to jump onto. And it took approximately 5 minutes before she stepped in the duct tape underneath the Christmas tree. And she was pissed.
I hope you recorded that.
I didn't record it. I was laughing too hard, and then I felt really bad. I felt like a horrible cat parent.
Oh, you're not a horrible cat parent.
Oh, she was standing by the front door meowing really loud and looking at her tail like, what the bleep is this on me? And then when I came to get her, she looked at me and went, "Meow!" You know, really loud, like, get away from me. You did this to me. So, and unfortunately, it got a little, you know, really, really stuck on her tail. So some parts of it hurt. And so I'm holding her and petting her, which she likes. And then she closed her eyes and then I'd pull a little tape and she'd meow, you know, like, ouch. But she's very smart. She understood that, you know, this had to happen. So she let me do it. And then after that, it was like, I'm getting away from you. She jumped out of my lap and looked at me like, you ain't right.
But has she gone back underneath the Christmas tree?
No.
See?
Not. She went in there this morning and she looked at it and she was like, you are bad. I am not going. She learned an important lesson, but I feel horrible. Poor kitten.
She's fine. She's fine.
Oh, and I think I've taken to crying or something as of late, because as soon as she was meowing every time I pulled it, I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm surprised I didn't get a phone call. You know what I did?
I was about to. I picked up the phone a few times. I was like, oh, my God, Ginger, that's her fault. Kitnatrix, Ginger did it.
I know. It sounds horrible. It sounds horrible. But they learn quick. They don't do it again.
She did learn, child. The hard way. Oh.
I think mine got up on the table twice, and that was it. After that, he was like, nope, never mind.
I feel horrible.
Well, you know who else is going to feel horrible?
Who?
All these people who can band in Modern Warfare 3.
Oh. Do share. Cause
did you see this yet?
I have not seen it. Yeah. Because I have some other news to announce. But, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I hope you people in Modern Warfare 3 enjoy your temporary bans. GamePolitics.com this morning, pulled this way by The Escapist, gave us a story. Temporary bans in Modern Warfare 3 last 13.5 years.
Uh-huh. Wait. They're banned for 13.5 years?
Yeah, that's just the temporary ban.
Oh.
If you've been banned from Modern Warfare 3 for being a jerk or cheating, you can start playing again in another 5,000 days. If you're a 13-year-old and you catch such a serious ban, you'll be 26.5 years old when you can play again. A serious ban is 5,000 days or 13.5 years, according to MP1 list MP1ist. Don't worry, these bans are dubbed temporary by Infinity Ward. Temporary bans of 13.5 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, that should discourage people from cheating real quick. I mean, because that's not just a week. That's not 2 weeks. That's not a month. That's 13.5 years.
That is still not quite as bad as having your Xbox bricked. So consider yourselves lucky.
Yeah, I mean, because technically, I mean, if it's still around in some form in 13.5 years, you could play again. I doubt it's going to last that long, but, you know, hey.
Mm.
So, you know what? Just don't get banned. Don't be stupid. I know that's hard for some of you, but don't be stupid.
It's harsh, but it's not harsh enough. Just like I said, consider yourself lucky because we know Xbox will brick. They will send the brick signal to your box in a minute.
And you won't be able to play nada.
For lesser infractions. Yeah, you won't play anything. Not just your, what is going on with my cell phone? It's like talking to me or something. Okay. It's going to be one of those Thursdays, people. It's just going to carry over into later. Okay, so I will make this announcement top of the show. Yay. And Ginger doesn't know this either, so it'll be new for her. Our store, our virtual real estate store, including your virtual property, goes live later today.
Yay!
Now, I must stress, the virtual property that you see that belongs to Ginger, you need to contact her inside Second Life to buy. It is gorgeous, by the way.
Yes, and I have two that are open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will be putting the lovely SURL, for those of you who are in Second Life know what that is. Those of you who we're trying to lure in, it is a link that you would click, and when you're logging on Second Life, it will take you straight to the Ginger. You don't even have to hunt for her. It will take you straight to her, or to her property anyway.
To my property. Excuse me, no, not to me. Y'all may not want to go some places I go.
I don't want to go some places you go. No, I don't know where you are now.
But some interesting places.
Mm-hmm. And on a random side note, I would like to say to Rockstar, please put the guy from the radio station, Laszlo Station, back in GTA, the next GTA. I said GTR, didn't I? GTA.
Yeah.
GTA, please, because I love him. The one that says, your name is Laszlo? That's a clown name. You have a clown name. Okay, so anyway, thought I'd throw that in. Okay, on to news. See, I told you I was going to be one of those days.
A clown name.
And that's how he says it. Your name is Laszlo? That's a clown name.
That's awesome.
Okay, so got some. What is with Deep Silver and the crazy? I got all kinds of crazy press releases, people, today. There is tons of news, and I hate.
I know there was like no news all week, and then all of a sudden it's like three pages of news.
Bam, just bam. All right.
He's back from vacation or something.
Yeah, people are back or getting ready to go on vacation and want to get all this stuff out before they go. But Deep Silver has released an interactive video for action-adventure Puzzle Mix Catherine. They want you to decide what relationship he or she is, I guess. Or would he rather prefer the seductress Catherine or the protagonist Vincent's longtime girlfriend Catherine, spelled with a K, the other one's with a C. In a series of questions, you can decide, of course, a bit tongue-in-cheek, what your guy's, I guess you're playing as a guy, his moral choices are in certain relationship situations, and if this choice would rather lead to a relationship with Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C. Catherine is going to be released February 10th, 2012, in PAL territories for the PlayStation 3 Entertainment System and Xbox Entertainment System. Why do they always do that? Like, we don't know.
I know. They do that. They do that for the PlayStation 2 and for the PC, and it's like, we understand what these are. All you have to say is Xbox, PS3, PC. That's all we need to know.
You can stress, you know, Vita or something, because, you know, we might not be the PSV acronym quite yet, but good God, people. So anyway, you can pick that up, and starting in February, it'll be $54.99 and $44.99 respectively. They're also offering a limited Stray Sheep edition containing the rave t-shirt that Vincent wears in the game, that's the character's name that you're playing, two Stray Sheep bar themed coasters, and a Catherine poster that is exclusively available in this edition, all served in a pizza delivery box from Stray Sheep Bar's packaging. I like it. The standard edition will be available in Europe. I guess we don't get this one. Nope, we don't. Catherine will feature localized text in French, Italian, German, and Spanish. So I don't believe we'll get this one. But I will tell you what it's like for our UK listeners. Vincent likes his girlfriend. Catherine's pretty smart. Pretty smart and successful. Trouble is, she's starting to talk about long-term commitment, something Vincent spent his entire life avoiding, since romantic complications are the last thing he wants to deal with, like many of you guy folk, and some of you girl folk, too. Vincent meets his friends for their regular night of drinks. Little does he know, he's about to be blindsided by the beautiful, seductive, irresistible freight train named Catherine, with a C. Suddenly, he's hungover in bed next to the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. What about your girlfriend? Okay, anyway, unsure about the previous night's events. Was it just making out, he wonders, or did something more serious happen between them? Should he tell Catherine with a K? Will he ever see Catherine with a C again? Vincent's about to stumble on the staircase of love, which can turn into a horrific, fatal plummet. Yeah. Okay, so I think maybe they should stay in the UK. Not that you guys deserve this game, but this is not really a game for the girls, ironically enough. And not just because the main character's male, but because this is stupid.
Yeah.
The features in the game, it's something to do with moral decisions here. Under the, oh God, escape with a friend and go out drinking. This is, I don't know. You guys are going to have to, I'm going to have to check out the trailer, because this is not doing it for me. I don't see what's the point in this game. I don't think the guys are going to like this, honestly.
No, and guys, all this is going to teach you is don't go with the crazy chick. They may be good in bed, but don't go with the crazy chick. They're going to get you killed.
Well, see, that's what I'm just saying. There is no hint that there's any murder. It's just that he has to figure out who he wants.
Oh.
That's why I say this is not a guy-type game. No, and I said not a girl thing, but because it's just kind of stupid. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys will like it. If anybody out there in the UK manages to pick this one up come February, because we probably won't be able to get them to send it to us. Deep Silver does like us, but the ones in the UK is like, that's too much money to send to you. You know, it costs the cost of the game and shipping costs the same thing. So, no.
Deep Silver, I will touch my boobs for you. Send it to me.
No. And then, too, we'd have to let Blaster play it just to see if what I'm saying is true, if it's really. And he would not like it, I'm going to tell you now.
Mm-mm, that does not sound like something of his liking at all.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, I'm not playing it. Okay, what you say? Anyway, good luck, people.
My green tea is a little watered down today. I don't know what the deal is. All right, so.
Did you not put the leaves in like I told you?
I did. It's in the little, they're still in there, too. They've been, I don't know what the deal is.
You didn't put enough.
Apparently. Okay, senators here in the U.S., I love y'all. Really? Oh, no, I don't. Y'all are all stupid. Wait. Some of y'all, not all of y'all.
Wait, Jay says, don't be like that. Please, Ginger. She wants me to talk some sense into you. Oh, so you don't want to see my boobs. Fine, I keep my boobs to myself. Thank you.
Jay, you're about to get cut all the way around.
Oh, I was about to say something. I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you.
Okay. We're going to put you in one of those apple slicers that takes skin off. Yeah.
Ooh.
Joke license app gets pulled. Senator celebrates. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. I'm sorry. I'm going with all the stupid stories first because, wow. All right. So it didn't take long for one misinformed and overzealous lawmaker to get help, or sorry, to help get a poor developer's app removed from the Apple Store. The app in question, driver's license, allowed users to create a mock driver's license to entertain and amuse friends. But Senator Bob Casey, see, there's the issue right there. Who names their kid Bob? Bob Casey didn't see the fun in it and was concerned that it could be used to create a license. Apparently, the senator believed that this program was so sophisticated that a terrorist could download the app and make a fake ID on the fly for some nefarious purpose. So he decided to write Apple's new CEO, Tim Cook, and complain about how dangerous this app is. I'm looking at the license here. There's no way, unless the cops are just completely dropped on their heads at birth. Apple has apparently complied with Senator's request and has yanked the app from the Apple marketplace. The senator was quite delighted and issued a statement. He says, "I urged Apple to take the responsible step of removing this dangerous app, and I'm pleased that the app is no longer available in the store. As Pennsylvania and states across the country deal with the rising problem of identity theft, tools that facilitate breaking the law should not be available to potential criminals." Lawmakers probably love how easy it has been to get Apple to comply with their complaints about any app that they deem unsafe for the public. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this thing, and it says, like, how tall are you? Tall. Sex, I like. Eye color, green. Weight, perfect. And it's got the guy, seriously, people, are y'all really going to throw... Do you know how easy it is for these people to go out and make a license if they want to? They don't need this app. They don't need this app. All they need is basic knowledge of how licenses are made.
We're talking state licenses, right?
Yes, yeah, state license.
I'm sorry for eating y'all's ear. I needed me some peanut butter toast in a bad way. Okay.
And I'm pretty sure these terrorists aren't going to go with a little fake one. They're going to want one that actually looks real. This doesn't even look real.
Like I said yesterday, if our government would get more tech savvy instead of fighting it, because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
People, the generation before us is not tech savvy, but unfortunately they're still in power, this generation now. We're kind of starting to assume some of the power, but it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm.
So until we get in there, you have to deal with these people that just, they don't know.
The computers are not evil. The rock music is not evil. It dancing, is not evil.
The Xbox, not evil. So that's where all of this comes from, and they keep thinking.
I grew up in a town where that was, I'm serious, you could not dance.
Honey, I grew up in a house where my grandmother's father, if you so much as moved while you were sitting at the table on Sunday or moved wrong, period, while standing up, you got smacked because there is no dancing on the Lord's Day.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Did I see you just pop your hip? No, Papa, I was picking up.
No dancing on the Lord's Day.
No dancing on the Sabbath, girl. So anyway, and my Papa did not talk like that, by the way. He did not have a country accent. Well, he has sort of a country accent, but I miss him dearly. One of my favorite grandparents. My grandma's going to cut me for that. I love you, Grandma.
I love you. Leave me the pieces I can put back together afterwards.
Oh, I also did not tell you, so I'm going to throw on my random stories in, because I have not gotten to talk to Ginger or Snow that much this week. I've been run. I had my grandmother Tuesday, y'all heard me say, and I told her I was coming to pick her up weekend after next, and I asked her if she wanted to play Dead Island just to see if she knew what it was. And she says, "Isn't that zombie game where you're trapped on the island?" Yeah, I want to see some of that.
And that's awesome. I like your grandma. Man, can we treat grandmas?
And then she was in my cabinet going, "You got popcorn, right?" Yeah, I'll send you my grandma. Everybody wants my grandma. She's a zombie.
Your grandma sounds awesome.
She's not going to play, but she will watch and yell.
Hey, that is fine. That she will even just sit there and watch and yell is awesome to me.
No, there's angry, serious angry yelling. What'd you do that for? You didn't see that zombie coming up behind you? What is wrong? Oh.
I like your grandma.
I'm going to get tea. When you figure out how to play, you let me know. Anyway. So much news, and I'm wasting my time telling you about my crazy grandma.
Grandma sounds awesome.
Okay, I don't know what it is today. We got Paradox, Matrix, and Deep Silver. They are all over my mailbox today. So here's one from Slytherin/Matrix Games. They have a new game called Field of Glory. Napoleonic is coming in March of 2012. I know you're like, that's far off. It's not. It's not. I promise you it's not. Richard Sullivan, who's the managing director of Osprey Publishing, spoke about the new project. He says, after the success of Field of Glory Ancient and Medieval, Field of Glory Renaissance, we're thrilled to be working with Slytherin again on a project with such huge potential. We know that the Napoleonic era has long held a cherished place in the hearts of historical war gamers like our blaster, and mm-hmm. we believe that Field of Glory Napoleonic will be the game that they're going to love, and he probably will. J.D. Neal, head of Slytherin, added, hey, Oh, McNeil. I was going to say, hey, I know him. That ain't right. Is that where you went? Oh, but wrong name. Okay. So he just added that Field of Glory has shown that wargamers appreciate a tactically challenged wargame with balanced army lists that can be played as either a friendly match or a tournament environment. Our Napoleonic rules. Yay! Our Napoleonic rules continue that tradition and also recreate the big battle characteristics of the era. Yay! So I don't have a price point for you yet. But we will put up the press release. You can go and check out screenshots and stuff that we'll be putting up shortly. You'll like it.
Yay.
If you like the war games. And thank you over at Slytherin for getting your stuff in early. These people were not playing around this morning. These didn't come at a few minutes ago. They've been here since 9, 4, 6. They're not playing around.
See, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Thank you, guys.
Ow, and I just cut myself with my nail. All right.
How you gonna cut yourself? Just keep me from having to do it, huh?
This is what you get when you have nails that are as thin as razor blades. All right, so, PopCap's release holiday update to Plants vs. Zombies for iPhone.
What? Boom.
iZombie mode added. All new leaderboards allows players to compete with friends and fans. Alright, so PopCap Games, I don't care about that. Today released the holiday update to its smash hit Today released the holiday update to its smash hit Plants vs. Zombies for the iPhone. While your favorite P vs. Z characters deck the halls and don festive hats, the update also adds highly anticipated content such as the iZombie mode, which allows players to play on the zombie side of the garden. Boasting one free level with 8 additional levels and endless mode available for in-app purchase through Crazy Dave's shop, iZombie has been hugely successful in the PC, Mac, XBLA, and DS adaptations of the game, and is sure to be a major holiday bonus for P vs. Z iPhone fans. What about Android? No love for Android? All right, so the update also introduces leaderboards, including Game Center leaderboard support for the first time, so players can get even more social during the festive season and beyond by comparing their scores with friends and fans alike. Also included are 4 new achievements, Better Off Dead, I Win, Where the Sun Don't Shine, and Undead Space, as well as the introduction of Bronze, Silver, and Gold Mystery Sprouts. That's awesome. All right, so if y'all have not played this game, or if you've been living under a rock, or, I don't know, something, go check out Plants vs. Zombies. Hilarious game.
I believe it's on Google Plus now, but I could be mistaken.
I had it on my computer for the longest time, and I don't know what I did with it.
I believe, like I said, I believe it's on Google Plus, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah. I love me some Plants vs. Zombies.
All right. Ooh, that was a nice piece of peanut butter toast. Let me just tell y'all.
Better nice.
He put the wheat in. I'll tell y'all tonight if y'all want to know how I made it. It was healthy. It's very healthy. It was heart healthy. It makes me full. I'm happy. All right. Apparently, Star Wars: The Old Republic. EA did something right.
EA did something right? No way.
Amazing. Mark it down on your calendars. It does not happen often. But they did 2 things right by me last night, so I'll give them credit for that, too. I updated my Sims, and it did not crash. All right. So, servers for EA and BioWare at Star Wars The Old Republic are beginning to reach capacity as the company manages a steady digital rollout ahead of the official launch on December 20th. BioWare begun early access to the highly anticipated game this week, which we told you about, for those of you who pre-ordered the game, with EA putting 106 servers in operation, 64 of which are here in the U.S., and the other 42 are in Europe. Blizzard's World of Warcraft has 491 operational servers across those regions. If that gives you any idea. As of last night, 3 servers in the U.S. were at full capacity, 5 were classified as very heavy, 27 as heavy, and 29 at standard capacity, with none classified as light. According to the analyst firm Cohen & Company, some users have reported short queuing access to the game. Fantastic, right? All eyes are on the MMO as EA takes on the giants already established in the market, most notably Activision's World of Warcraft, but also startups like Trion's Rift. Subscription sign-up for the game is expected to be strong. Over 2 million participated in the beta. EA CEO John Ritzy, you know, I'm going to call him and just ask him, how do I pronounce your name? Ritzitiello? Is that how we say your name? It looks Italian. Has suggested that the game can be profitable with as few as 500,000 subscribers, but that business model in question is in question with so many high-profile MMOs adopting the freemium model this year. So it could be that it does very well. I, for one, am hoping that they do. It's a Star Wars game, and I always loved those. I know some of the rest of you out there love them as well. Don't care much for the movies, but it is all about the why am I blanking? Yeah, it's all about the games for people like me. Well, Miss Ginger had to step away for a moment, so I'm going to jump into the next one. Mm-hmm. And there's two juicy ones up GI.biz is sharing this morning, so I'm not sure which one to share with you first. So I'll start with one, and if Ginger doesn't come back, we'll do them both. Shh, don't tell her. Okay, so here's some bad news for us. Xbox design head has stepped down. Microsoft's Don Coyner has stepped down from the position of head of the Xbox Design and Experience Group. CNET is reporting, as well as GI.biz. According to two unnamed sources within Microsoft, Coyner will be replaced by Emma Williams. That's right, a woman who unfortunately oversaw the recently launched redesign of the Xbox Live dashboard, which we all do not like. Emma, fix it. Fix it, Emma, fix it. Coyner joined Microsoft in 1995 and began working on the first Xbox console as director of marketing back in 1999. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago, does it? He assumed responsibility for user experience during the development of the 360 and is widely credited for improving the aesthetic standards of both the console and Xbox Live. The sources claim that Coyner will remain at that company, though they did not reveal the nature of his new position. Stop it, Ginger. Williams will be responsible for evolving design strategy on the Xbox Group's new console, which sources confirm will launch in 2012. Microsoft has so far declined to comment on the matter. The Xbox Live dashboard update implemented the tile-based Metro interface used on Windows Phone 7, expanded the service's multimedia content, and integrated multiple search options. It is widely regarded as evidence of Microsoft's desire to challenge the idea that the Xbox is primarily a gaming device, eliciting accusations of neglect from the Xbox Live indie games community and the games community in general, because we don't like this. I don't need another cable box in my house. I need to be a gaming system, people. Earlier this week, a Bloomberg report suggested that Microsoft is also actively seeking a television executive to produce original content for Xbox Live. We'll see how well that goes over. Ginger, have we got you back? Nope. She ran in and text messaged and then ran back out. All right. We got tons of news, so we shall not be a problem. Anyway, if you've been following this lovely bit of gaming, there's a new game called Albion Prelude. Have you played that one? Anybody out there played that one? It's another one from Deep Silver. Like I said, they're dominating our mailboxes today. If you do play, you'll be happy to know that Albion Prelude is now available for download on Steam. Egosoft, a Germany-based game developer since 1990, today presents PC and Mac versions of X3, Albion Prelude, a new challenge in the X3 series, building up toward the launch of the all-new X Rebirth coming in 2012. There's supposed to be a bridge between the old and new X universe. X3 Albion Prelude takes place in a time between the old and new X universe. It shows a universe in flux and prepares players for things to come. The old X universe is passing, and a new X universe is about to be created. The X universe is also undergoing a period of massive change, which started as a conflict of interest between the Earth and the races of the X universe, and has now escalated into full-scale war. You can play a part in the war scenario bigger than anything the X universe has ever seen before. You're right there, Ginger.
One of those things.
Did I tell you it was going to be one of those days? So you thought it was just localized, didn't you?
I was hoping it was going to be, no offense, I love you, Corey, but I was hoping it was going to be localized.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, make sure your shoes are tied twice. Make sure your lid's on your coffee. It's going to be wonderful.
Have animals, make sure they're still in their pens.
Mine is in her pen because your Kittenatrix is just crazy. So continuing on with X, they're saying this one has a new plot, which throws you into a power struggle between corporations at the time of war, 30 new ships and stations, a new stock exchange feature, which allows advanced investment strategies, improved graphics quality, setting for high-end machines, improved user interface, introducing charts to visualize economic developments, and support for head tracking. Just so you know, your new Albion will not be compatible with save games from the X3 Terran conflict. I have never heard of this game, but hey, this is also free to download for you if you buy the X Superbox or already own it. In X3 Albion Prelude will be available as a free download via Steam. Good luck with that, people.
Yeah.
I have not heard of this one, so I'm not sure what to tell you about it. But Deep Silver, apparently, you know, they did the Dead Island, so maybe they know what they're doing. If I could just get them to turn off the sound effect on their website that they have set up for us to get the press stuff for you, oh my God. I will tell you this. It is an alarm clock. It's an old school alarm clock. You can mute it, but it doesn't stay muted every time. So every time we go there to get the news and stuff for you, or we grab screenshots, you know, from Dead Island, which if you were paying attention to the site was quite a bit, sound, it would come on. And it's loud. It's obnoxious.
I wonder if there's an app for that. All right. So. I love me some game politics. Love me some game politics. Google Street View shooting game takes a bullet. While it might have been a clever use in Google Street View, part of Google Maps, Google isn't patting the developer of a first-person shooter game that used the 3D panoramic imagery from the service captured by Google.
Uh-oh.
Instead, they have put a bullet right between the eyes of Google Shoot View. The game was created by Dutch digital and agency Pool Worldwide. Said that it created the game to promote its unique marketing services. While it did allow you to explore neighborhoods and fire an assault rifle superimposed over the Street View's 3D imagery, the game did little else. Pool Worldwide creative director Erwin Kleinhen told Business Insider that Google took away their rights to use the Street View application protocol interface. Google gives permission to third parties to incorporate Street View into their products. Google told the firm that they had violated the terms of service. He says, we received an email that apparently it was infringing on their terms of terms of use, so we put the rest of the site down. The game lived a short life from Friday through late Monday evening. At peak moments, we were 3,000. It's cold outside. I was just chasing an animal. I'm out of it. Mm-hmm. All right, so at peak moments, there were like 3,000 visitors per minute. It also crashed our web server, says Kleinhen. Whatever your opinion, it's hard to deny the Dutch ad agency has gotten some publicity from its game. They say the question is, was it the kind of publicity that they wanted? I'm thinking so, because I've never heard of them before. So, sure, why not?
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I guess so.
Our tweet from our deck is not working, people. So I cannot update you as to what we're talking about. Some people like to be updated. But hey, hopefully you're listening, and if you're not, I got some more bad news for you.
More bad news?
Yeah, I've not logged into Facebook in a few days, so I have not seen it. But VentureBeat is reporting that Facebook's much ballyhooed timeline feature, which gives you a look at your entire history on the popular social service, has gone live for everyone in the world who wants it. Timeline was announced back in September. We did tell you about it on stage at the F8 conference, and it might be the most ambitious feature Facebook has introduced since the news feed. I don't like it. The feature exchanges your profile page for a scrapbook-inspired listing of your history on Facebook, telling the story of your life in a collection of photos, status updates, and more. No.
What if I don't want my friends and people knowing exactly where I've been, what I've been doing, what I've been looking at?
I'm about to tell you to turn on the timeline, because I'm assuming they set it to off. I'm hoping they did. Please do not have a default setting on, and I have to go over there and turn it off, because they'll make me come back there, Facebook. You can go...
I have to come back there. I'm just going to cancel.
To turn your on the timeline, you can go to the Introducing Timeline page and click the green Get It Now button at the bottom of the screen. For those who are worried about friends looking through your timeline and seeing some not-so-appealing status updates from your past, Facebook gives you a 7-day review period. You can delete or hide anything on the timeline before anyone else gets a peek, so no one sees pictures from the timeline you got married and then divorced 72 days later. Like,
I wouldn't know anything about that.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, you can also highlight special occasions like graduating or getting a job. Timeline also gives you access to a new activity log, which lets you see all your posts and activities since you started on Facebook in a streamlined fashion. You are the only person who can see your activity log. Thank the gods. From the activity log, you can also hide, delete, or feature posts and photos. There are some videos up on YouTube, which we will probably grab and add to our channel because, yeah, this is stalkerific. Facebook, yeah, I'm going to need for you to just stop. I'm going to need for them to stop, really. This is just...
ridiculous?
I was trying to find a nicer word, but ridiculous is probably the nicest word you can say.
Well, there were some other words, but they're not so PC. And the other ones were, you know, not very friendly for work.
I'm laughing and muted. Nobody can hear me, but yeah. Let me just tell you, this news is this is what I don't like about Facebook. They're so sneaky. I went to their official Facebook YouTube while we're sitting right here, and there's only 311 people that have even looked at this.
Only.
So all of us, assuming that they have not, you know, set the feature to automatically be on, you would never know. You would just be like, you know, if you did get married and divorced 72 days later, you'd be like, why do people keep sending me messages about this? Because they can see it. And while Ginger's telling us her news, I will actually go and verify this, if it's actually on my page. I'm gonna be like hot sauce.
Yes. I don't need all of y'all knowing what I've been doing the last 72 days. All right. Lost Adventures Xbox DLC pack for Orcs Must Die Now. Available.
I love it.
All right. So Robot Entertainment has announced that the Lost Adventures DLC pack for their critically acclaimed action-packed strategy Orcs Must Die on Xbox Live Arcade is now available. The new pack of fortresses, weapons, traps, and enemies is available on Xbox Live Arcade for 400 Microsoft points. Return to the dead world beyond the rifts and conquer a new series of 5 challenging fortresses. In Lost Adventures, you'll travel from the depths of the pit to the narrow passages high over the Great Gorge. The Lost Adventures are 5 of the most deadly rift assaults the War Mage has ever faced. In addition to the new fortresses, you can expand your War Mage's arsenal with 2 new traps, 3 new defenses. You'll be demolishing levels, beating your friends on the leaderboards, and most importantly, killing a bunch of orcs deader than dead. All right, so what all we got? We've got new fortresses, 5 new fortresses, 2 new enemies, the Frost Bat and the Cyclops Mage, new leaderboards, new skull rewards. What all else we've got? New additions to the War Mage's toolbox, a mana well. That sounds a lot like that little... Oh, that is the exact same thing from World of Warcraft, and before that it was Dark Age Camelot. So anyways, mana well, place the mana well in strategic locations around a fortress for a burst of magical energy at just the right moment. Vampiric Gauntlet, Alchemist Satchel, Shock Zapper, and Floor Scorcher. All right, so if you are one of the many of the horde that are playing this game, it is out now, or at least the DLC is out now. So check that out, 400 points on Xbox Live Arcade.
Fantastical. Well,
fantastical.
It looks at current. It looks at current like it's not on. I don't see where you can turn it on either, which I'm going to say is a very, very good thing.
Yes.
Pardon me.
Any of my friends who turn that on, I'm going through your list and I'm making fun of everything.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. And I'm going to say it again. Word. There are some other features I see here newly added that I'm not too fond of, but I will not tell you about because, yeah, that's not good. Yeah. All right. So we're pretty much safe, I'm guessing. I just wish they'd stop. Facebook, just please cut it out.
Stop. Yes.
It's enough. You've done enough damage to people.
Ooh, she said enough damage. Y'all done enough damage.
You know, that poor man, you know, when he got married, you know, he committed bigamy and he married the woman and it was on Facebook and his other wife saw it.
Oh, yes. He was such a poor man.
That poor man. Look, I'm serving face. You all can't see it.
Oh, I can totally feel it, though.
That was serving face right there, just in case y'all didn't know. All right, more. Oh, yes, thank you. I love you, too. Let me move on to something else, because I'm tired of Paradox, Matrix, and all of you people. I love that you are on it this morning, but I'm kind of getting tired of you right now. So I will tell you, other people out there shopping for Christmas, well, the Galaxy Nexus by Samsung is now available on your Verizon Wireless 4G LTE network. Yay!
I have Verizon. I like my Verizon.
You know, it looks amazingly like the phone I'm holding, which is my Virgin Mobile Optimus. I'm just saying. I mean, it looks like the same phone when I hold it up. Maybe it's because they're both droids. I don't really know. There's Droid. Galaxy Nexus customers can enjoy access to the 4G LTE network in 190 markets, covering over 200 million people across the U.S., and fly through the web with the fastest download speeds of up to 5 to 12 megabits per second, and upload speeds of 2 to 5 megabytes per second. Some of that is your home. Some of you, that's your home speed. Sucks, right? This is, of course, within the 4G LTE mobile broadband coverage area. They did not give me a price. They never give me prices. What is with these people at Verizon?
They want you to go down and see it.
I never. No, we're trying to send other people down. Can you send us the pricing? Okay. Well, that's all I got for that particular phone. So I guess I'll do two. What is the deal? Never, ever do they send us pricing.
Never any good.
And when I ask them, they're all like, it'll be the same price as the other. No, I'm going to need to know some specific numbers with a decimal point in the middle. Thank you. Okay. Well, I was going to tell you about this one while Ginger was gone, but I'll tell you now.
What you going to tell me?
This is actually a really cool little bit over on GI.biz, which is absolutely excellent. it's going to cause some more mudslinging, but I like it. This is Mr. Gene Hoffman, no relation, the outspoken CEO of payment from Vindictia, the exec who has worked on core MMOs such as Star Trek Online. He's also worked on Rift and Champions Online. He believes a weak launch period has forced companies to adopt a freemium route, a move which has worked out for the better in most cases, he said. But he said, look, some of those MMOs are launching and they're really bad.
Men, some of that crap that y'all have given us is bad. Bad game.
Gene, you're awesome. He says, you don't want to say that too loudly to them, but seriously, these guys need to do a lot more content before they launch, so why not price it that way? Why not do a paid beta initially and tell people it's pretty damn good and you'll be able to play, but it's not done and we're not going to fill the whole world until 3 months now, but sign up today for $10 a month, and you know what? We'll throw an actual release and just keep it going when we come out of beta. I do wish they do that.
Yes.
That made me so angry. I spent all that time on my character. City of Heroes was the first, you know, really big beta, or I'm sorry, second really mm-hmm. big beta we got into, and I lost my character. I think from Matrix Online, my girl didn't continue either. I had to recreate her from pictures, so I was not happy. But anyway, he says, or $5 a month and move it up, or there's a whole other model where it's $10 a year and then freemium on top. He says, mm-hmm. 2011 has seen many subscription-based MMO games shift to a freemium business, while some, such as SOE's John Smedley, believe that BioWare's Star Wars The Old Republic will be the last large-scale game to try the subscription model. He said, the accidental discovery for many of a better business model for their product has also highlighted the fact that games should have more than one business model, and a changing model is closer to the way other entertainment media approaches the sale of goods. We'll be talking about this later because this is going to be an interesting topic. The fact that Second Life is still classified an MMO, but they went freemium, 6-7 years ago, and mm-hmm. they've thrived, and it's not completely free. They do have several business models, exactly what he's saying. Nobody ever gives the guys at Linden Lounge their due.
I pay their membership. I have their monthly fee.
I do sometimes, and sometimes I don't.
Right now, I do because I have land.
Yeah, depending on what they're offering, I will switch back and forth. And I also know a way around that whole paying for a subscription and getting land. There's ways around that even. But the reason that Well, not
neighbors have apparently figured that one out.
Well, no, not illegally. There's a way to kind of sublet stuff. But the thing is that Second Life has had, so they have so many different models. And that's why they survive. Also, that it interacts with real money. The MMOs don't allow you to do that. They really frown on it because they're like, oh, gold farmers. But the people that that's the point I'm about to. You know what? I'm gonna save it for later, child. We'll talk about this tonight. Just remind me tonight, those of you who are listening, when you're in the chat room, gold farmers, because I'm about to get into a whole realm and we're about to go off in like 2 seconds. So we'll see you guys after the break, and make sure you listen tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, when we'll be talking about this and some other stuff going on in the world of gaming. Oh, and we have a guest sitting in. Yay!
Yay! I almost forgot about that, but you're right. You're right. We do have a guest sitting in.
I did indeed forget. All right, it is time for us to go to the other side. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, let's do this.
Do this.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of Bandit Nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi.
She's so beautiful.
Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
So yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
That is one of my favorite PvP Girls songs.
I love it. Yes, 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 yes.
Hotness. Man, I'm steaming about this free-to-play model business. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm steaming, steaming. All right. And you guys better be on your best behavior, Ginger.
What are you talking about? I'm always, always on my best behavior.
You know you're getting faced right.
I'm the best little one you got. You know you love me.
You know what? I'm going to let that slide till after the show. Yeah, I caught that. I caught that.
Oh, wait.
I caught that.
No, I did too. That's not what I meant.
Would you like me to go again?
No. I can do it. All right. This one's from Android. Popular Christmas game Clumsy Claws stumbles onto Android. It has already gone down a storm on iOS, and now one of last year's popular Christmas games, Clumsy Claws, has been launched for Android. This cool, fun game is perfect for the festive season, providing incredibly challenging gameplay for Apple's iOS devices. Santa has forgotten to tie down the presents on his sleigh. Oh, was I gone for a minute?
Yeah.
Am I back?
Two seconds. Yeah, you're back. You're fine.
All right. All right, so... Where did you hear me last?
Shall I start from the top?
No, go ahead. You're fine. Santa has forgotten to tie down the presents on his sleigh, scattering gifts across Lapland. With just hours before Christmas Day, he is frantically trying to gather them up. Help our clumsy hero collect as many as possible, avoiding the hot fairy lights before the time runs out. Right, so available now, Clumsy Claws is one fledgling indie developer Spaghetti Studios' most popular releases. Players have to collect as many gifts as possible within a tight time limit, avoiding the hot fairy lights with our single festive hero. There's a lot of food scattered around to give Santa an extra burst of time, but if you don't act fast, there's going to be a fair few kiddies disappointed come Christmas Day. With easy-to-use controls, a host of challenges, and a race against the clock, this game will keep you occupied for days. Just don't become too absorbed and forget to buy your friends and family a few presents. That sounds cute. All right, so again, that is Clumsy Claws, and it's now out on the Android store. Yay!
There's a whole anti-Santa Claus sentiment this year. Is everybody angry at Santa?
I know. I love Santa. I love you. Just remember, it wasn't me. It was them.
Especially Best Buy. They have gone after Santa with a vengeance. I'm going to need them to stop, though.
Yes. Be nice. Be nice to the Santa. I like Santa. Santa brings me stuff.
Well, not just that, but, you know, the kiddies are getting ready to be, or a lot of them are out already for the holiday, and they're watching TV, and these commercials are just angry with Santa.
Yeah. And somebody was naughty and got coal in their stocking last year.
From Best Buy, yes, they did. We used to have a Best Buy employee on staff at Game Matrix, so there's some not very happy people.
Santa Claus, y'all are going to get worse than coal in your stockings.
Yeah, they are not happy. They work them way too hard at Best Buy, so maybe that's where this came from.
That's Best Buy. That's just them and how evil they are. Yes, Best Buy, I called you evil.
Mm-hmm.
Evil.
Especially since you all don't want to tell people where the good stuff is when we call in. You know, I just want to pick up a copy of whatever, and you're like, we have none in stock. What you mean is you have none in the good neighborhoods. I told y'all, if you go to the hood, you'll find what you need. Okay. Remember, no jewelry, credit cards in the bra, money in the bra, cell phone, dial 9-1, put that in the bra.
9-1, put that in the bra.
Or you can download the panic button app we told you about on our site in a Tech Bitch. Something, be ready, and then go in the hood. No makeup, do not wear your Manola Blahniks to the Best Buy in the hood. They will get stolen too. People will steal a Manola Blahnik.
That's crazy.
They will steal them. They will steal your purse. They will steal your Gucci purse. Yes, they know exactly what it is. Don't think, oh, these people here, they have no idea what Gucci is. Your purse will be gone. You will be seeing a chick wearing it the next day. All right. I am so hilarious to myself because I read this press release this morning and I thought it said Prison Tale. And I was like, there's a game about prison. And there is a game, a prison game. It's a simulator. But I keep hearing that it's bad, so I've been reluctant to try it.
Is it not the one that we played over last Halloween?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, that was my favorite. That one's great.
He kept killing himself, though.
Did you ever save him?
No. I gave up.
Well, any of you who wonder what game we're talking about, just go in and type in Hello Week in our site, and it'll pull up our 2009, was it?
Yeah. Was it 2010.
2010 Halloween Week, and you'll see what game we're talking about. Let us know if you saved the prisoner, because I never did. He kept
killing himself? Hanging himself?
No, he never. Mine didn't hang himself. Yours didn't like you, Ginger. Mine was he kept getting executed. Like, and
mine didn't get executed. He hung himself.
He got executed, and I did whatever I could to help. But every time there was something I'd do that would piss him. Oh, he didn't want to eat vegetables. He did not like them, and I would have to restrain him. And then he would tell me that he was calm, and then I'd let him up, and he was not calm, and he'd start tearing up his room. It was just really, yeah. We need more games like that. That needs to be an iPhone game where you have something you carry around that you play with, you know, that's constantly going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if not iPhone, but Android too. We need a game like that. Anyway, we got all off subject. Child.
We did. We tend to do this, though.
We rambled a lot here.
We do.
But not Prison Tale, but Prison Tale 2 reveals a Coliseum mode update. They have a new video and all that goody gumdrop stuff that we may try to grab for you, but I'm not for certain because this is one of our other companies that's kind of da-da. Off. Game Bridger Entertainment is the name of this company. And their proprietor, GamerCraft, the global free-to-play gaming portal, released today a video preview of forthcoming update. So the update is not actually out yet, but it's an MMORPG, Prison Tale 2, The Second Enigma. The video details new content, updates, and improvements to be included as part of a future update that will also introduce the brand-new PvP-focused Colosseum mode. This is Sparta! Okay, so for more information regarding this update, you can visit the Prison Tale 2 homepage at PrisonTale2.com. And they did some all kind of craziness with their PR. This is not a proper URL, people. The PvP mode is supposed to introduce level-based matchmaking. So you'll be fighting somebody of your level and a new environment for players to battle in. The Coliseum walls house items of peril like lightning bolts, feral tigers, and vicious guards that will add dynamic elements to any
PvP battle.
Yes. Players will also earn points based on their performance in the Coliseum to put towards the purchase of exclusive new armor sets. The update will also include updated quests for both low and high-level players, new items and area of effect skills, a revamped skill tree, and many other additions and improvements. Again, for more information, you can check it out at PrisonTale2.com. It is free to play. It's on Windows. It supports XP, Vista, and 7. We'll have some more information about that shortly. I don't understand the whole PvP, let's do level-based matchmaking. It's so much fun when you're not matched with somebody on your level.
That depends on how... I mean, if say you're level 1, you get matched with somebody level 20. That hurts.
Not if you know what you're doing. In City of Heroes, there's not... You can do level-based... But what it does is if you're fighting against somebody that's level 50 and you're level 20, then it takes their powers away from them down to their level 20.
Oh, no, see, now that would be cool. That would be, yeah, all right,
But the person gets to pick which ones they keep. You know, you can keep this many because that's how many powers you're supposed to have at this level. So you get to pick which ones. And then it becomes a how well do you know how to play your character and how well do you know what character they're playing and what powers that they have. So me and another... What is it? I forgot to say. I want to say healer, but she's not a healer. And a controller took down a level 50 tank in PvP, not because we were just beating the crap out of him, but because we understood how his powers work and which ones he had gotten rid of. Because, you know, when you start watching them play, you run around. They lock you in a room together. It's not a coliseum, per se. You lock in a room, and you have so many little avenues. So we kind of let him do his thing. And I was like, okay, he apparently kept this, and he kept this, and he kept this. Okay, since he has this, then do this. And, you know, we you know, my girl that's like Storm, I had him up against the wall and I wrapped up in a tornado and a hurricane, and that was it. We took him down in about 2 minutes. And, yeah, he had all his invincibility stuff on. It, technically, it doesn't matter that he's a level 50 because he's still matched with us. But his invincibility at any level on COH is invincible. Good God, it's invincible. But we got him down. I wish I could remember that guy's name, but I'll call him Sean Bowman because that's how we roll here.
Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman.
I love me some Sean Bowman.
We haven't seen Sean Bowman.
I know. He was such a good sport. Sean Bowman, if anybody else knows who Sean Bowman is, tell him. Mwah, mwah, mwah from Ginger.
He's like, if he sees you coming ever again, Ginger.
He's running away the other direction.
I have never seen anybody just, it wasn't even spawn killing. It was just like, I ran across you killing. Oh, here you are again. Bam.
Pretty much.
I just remember hearing Blaster going, okay, girls, we're going to go down in the tunnel. Then bam. Okay, who's shooting? I'm like, that's Ginger shooting at Sean Bowman. He's like, he's here again. Why is he over here? I don't know.
This is my fault.
And let me just tell you guys out there, sometimes he wasn't even bothering Ginger. He was scavenging for stuff in the cars, and blam, Ginger just shoot the poor guy. He just could not catch him right.
I know. I couldn't help it, though.
He was in the whole team, because, you know, the gunshots in Fallen Earth can be heard by the moms. They come running. We're trying to be all stealthy. Blam! Headshot! Oh,
that's what it was, too. Headshot.
Oh, no. Stop.
I blew him kisses afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Guess because that helped. Right. Okay, you. Because I've been talking a whole bunch today. We're almost out of time. You got one more you want to throw in here?
Well, I got a short little one I was looking at.
Do it.
A literally short one. Trion Worlds and Belver open Rift in Russia. Trion and publishing partner Belver announced today that the Russian version of the popular MMORPG Rift is now live following a series of successful beta tests. Completely localized from the ground up for the Russian language audience, the new version is the first to launch in a new territory since the English, German, and French clients hit earlier this year. The Russian release is just the next step in an ongoing quest to share the game with the global community of MMO enthusiasts. As Trion plans to premiere Rift in Korea sometime next year. See, I like that. Our game's going to Korea instead of their game's coming here. The game, not offense, I like some of your games. Not all of them. The game is also getting an official Russian web presence at riftworld.ru, where gamers can create accounts, learn about the game, and become part of the growing forum community. All right, so all of our West European friends, because I know some of y'all listen, I haven't figured out why y'all are listening to us from there, but hey, listen more. Now you can play Rift. Yay!
Well, I do want to say this before we go, because we got about a minute. I would like to offer our condolences to the family of Mr. Will Townsend, who is one of the producers on DJ Hero. He was killed in a car accident in L.A. Monday night. He was only 33 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as we always say, we hope there's lots of games in heaven for you. Lots of DJ Hero, and may the party never stop.
Lots of fluffy cakes, lots of games.
Yeah, all the stuff that you like. Oh, wow. We keep getting a lot of them taken from us. Maybe y'all need to move from L.A. Just saying.
Yeah, come to Austin.
See, our you don't hear about our guys leaving us in Austin, because there's nobody to hit them in Austin. Everybody's at school. They're tired.
Exactly. Come on down. We'll bring you some sweet tea and some biscuits.
Because that's what Ginger does. Ginger, can you make biscuits?
I can. Not usually from scratch, but I can.
Oh, good Lord. Y'all be afraid. Ginger's going to make biscuits.
I've got bread in my bread maker right now.
She got... No, see, you ain't real. Bread in the bread maker? Ginger's not.
It smells so good.
She's going to stop it.
It smells so good. And I got to start making cookies today. I'm helping a friend with a cookie
competition.
Reminded
me, I gotta bake cookies for somebody. You know what? I'm buying cookies. I don't bake. Whatever.
I bought six things of them.
No, 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 no
You are out of order.
Yo, yo, yo.
Well, it's for competition. You can make the most cookies. It's a prize. That's there's none. Well, then, if there's no prize, it's bragging rights. No,
it's a game. No.
Well, it's for the military people around town.
Okay, okay, then there's a purpose.
Right. Yeah.
I will never end this mayhem.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary. You ain't got a prayer. You owe me.
Oh, and again, no, remember,
this is us live. Not this time, tonight.
We have a guest. I'll try to get the girls to be in their best behavior. It probably won't happen.
We'll try. We'll try. We'll keep our shirts on, at least.
I try to raise
them. See what she has to put up with.
I try to raise them right. I just can't. They're just bad girls.
She likes it.
Ginger, tell those people bye-bye.
Later, boys and girls.